A report released by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization last year says nearly 6 million children around the world die each year due to hunger and malnutrition. The majority of these deaths occur in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. Ann Veneman, the director of the United Nations Children's Fund, told lawmakers on the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee that simply providing emergency food aid to starving children is not the only solution in reversing the current trends.
Healthy mothers during pregnancy, good nutrition and vitamins, breastfeeding, better education, effective disease control, policies that safeguard food access, access to clean water and sanitation. It has to be an integrated approach.
Dr. Julie Gerberding, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said while governments have an important role to play in the fight against child hunger, the private sector has the means to assume an even greater role.
Ability of the private sector to innovate probably exceeds even that of some of our government research enterprises, and that what this allows innovators to do is to take some risks. And it's very difficult to take risks with government dollars, but it is possible to take risks and stretch your brain and get out of the box with these private sector enterprises.
James Morris, the executive director of the United Nations World Food Program, told the committee that recent natural disasters, such as the Indian Ocean earthquake and tsunami, have placed an unforeseen burden on international relief agencies.
The World Food Program used to be 80% a development, prevention, mitigation, moderating program. Today we are 80-85% engaged in responding to natural disasters. And so this limited pot of money that is available has been heavily skewed to saving lives in an immediate set of circumstances, as opposed to investing in programs around the world that long-term, once again, have a huge payoff.
Republican Senator Richard Lugar, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, wondered which relief agency or entity is ultimately responsible for implementing the dozens of anti-hunger programs created by both governments and private relief groups. Morris said the responsibility lies well beyond the international relief community.
And ultimately, the responsibility for addressing what we're talking about is a country responsibility. And our job is to be there to be helpful. Now, very difficult issues of capacity and resources, technical competency that the rest of the world will have to provide. But the only chance for this to be sustained and really to work is if the country where the work's being done is in charge.
But George Ward, the senior vice president for international programs for World Vision, said the responsibility lies even beyond governments.
Who's in charge really needs to be the families in need. Because unless the families they know best their needs, and they also are the ones who are going to have to implement solutions. So we need to adapt. We need to find solutions that they can adapt to and that they can implement.
The UN has pledged to cut in half the number of people around the globe who suffer from hunger and malnutrition by 2015. It also wants to reduce by two-thirds the number of deaths of children under five by the same year. Richard Green, VOA News.